Has it been 10 seconds?
Jesus, really? Fuck me!
I was just a skin.
You would have known. I would have said good evening.
Slightly start to move to take that breath in. And I didn't
good evening!
Welcome back to Boomer Rex Tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics. Let me introduce our boomer who apparently wants to produce the show all by his lonesome, Mr.
You don't
Rex.
Want to do that. I learned how to do some of that last night.
Tired of waiting on you.
Asshole, our millennial.
He apparently had things to say.
Our male millennial.
Was good like yesterday or the day before.
And I am risen lady heathen female millennial. Boomer Rex and asshole eat, sleep, and breathe politics, and I'm learning. We give you the facts from each unique. We give you the facts and each unique perspective on them. So let's dig right into our headlines. Chimps try to heal themselves and others. What's up with that?
I'm not sure I like the mental image of eating and breathing politics.
That's kind of what you do.
That was true. So,
anyway. You live politics. Like I can't be in a room for 30 seconds with you guys without
having
politics
ever effectively
coming out of
inch-weighed my face
mouth.
Around the floor all day on Sunday because there's no news and Sundays are the worst.
Yeah, no.
So researchers have
literally
documented
just licks the carpet all day.
A remarkable behavior among wild chimpanzees. They saw them applying insects to wounds on themselves and on others as a form of first aid.
Potentially as a form of first aid. They haven't confirmed that yet.
How would you define that? Anyway.
More importantly, how do we inject misinformation?
So they saw that, right? They saw that when they saw a mother chimpanzee examining a wound on her son's foot. Then she reached out, caught a flying insect, put it in her mouth, and then applied the wet insect to her son's wound. Now, you know, do some insects feel pain? Do they, you know, flies, yeah, maggots, yeah, that could help. But anyway, a really interesting behavior. And once they were looking for it, they saw it happening a lot. So, anyway.
Yeah. The bugs make me curious of whether or not it's closer. I'd be curious to see if they chew up leaves and do the same. Is it a particular bug? Like, again, I have...
No, they couldn't identify
the
bug.
I have all the questions, I assume, if you had an answer.
Yeah,
we'd
absolutely.
Heard
we'd
already.
Be hearing about it, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, it's always just the flies that have good maggots,
yeah.
Right? Which would make perfect sense for a wound. Anyway, so they've also noticed that they do it for their friends. And... So now they're wondering about, do certain bugs have some kind of medicinal benefit that we should learn about? And
I'd have no trouble believing that.
Yeah, but it's, you know, here's this interesting, exotically complex behavior that they do for themselves and for friends, right? Well, chimpanzees were always that way, right? I don't know what those other ones were that bite the sick ones, but they're combative.
Oh.
Right, they rule by... Here.
Yeah, no, that's not the numbers.
Which chimpanzees don't. So
I mean, there's some of that too.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, the fact that they do it for each other, right? That they're caring for each other in this very complex way. Anyway. I just thought it was an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Hey, complex if it's shown to have a medicinal value outside of, right, covering the wound, which we know is a huge benefit. Licking wounds has a huge benefit.
Did you hear the part where I said it's wild chimpanzees?
Yeah.
So the data's going to be hard to get.
I mean, dart them. Let's go scrape a foot.
Yeah, I suppose. Let's go see what insect she mashed into.
That was really where I wanted to start, was you'll just throw a bunch of bugs into the science blender. I mean, individual science blenders.
Fair. All right.
Let's try them.
Let's talk about Johnson & Johnson, a fuck your family company.
What
it
do
is
they do now?
At it again. What are they doing now, sir?
No, so I was pleased to find out. Johnson & Johnson tried to get a U.S. judge to block Reuters from publishing a story based on what it had learned about Project Plato. And Reuters published the story. Thank you, Reuters.
I would like to go on the record, Reuters. If you ever fail to violate a court order that's on a dumb shit like that, what the fuck are you doing? Get out the life.
Yeah. So anyway.
No, I'm sorry. If we had like a real like scoop like that somehow, because I don't know, somebody's plane crashed in the backyard. Like.
Yeah.
There's zombies on the plane.
Yep. No, Your Honor, I absolutely violated your court order. I'm not at all sorry about
still,
it.
So it's still in court whether Johnson & Johnson can push this all into a subsidiary with no value and then
a
push
sacrificial
it out and declare.
Lamb, yeah.
They should, this is ridiculous. We need to repeal that whole thing that you can't sue a company out of existence because that is where shit really started going wrong.
Right, impeach Clarence Thomas and a bunch of other...
Every other day, you
Descon three moves.
Every other day, you all see
kangaroos.
You on the TV, you see these class action lawsuits for these companies that made these bad things. They knew they were bad, and they put them in people anyway, or on people, or whatever. And now these people have cancers and illnesses and other type of problems due to this stuff. And these companies aren't going to go out of business. So don't buy Johnson & Johnson if you can possibly fucking avoid it. Just get fucking generic. It's the same thing. If you have to buy the item, get the generic version
of
it.
Well, you hope not in the case of Johnson & Johnson, seeing as how their product.
No, that's why I buy Gold Bond powder. I never buy Johnson & Johnson powder because I've known for a while. That is something that's been talked about for many years, that they still had talc in their thing, and everybody knew talc was bad. So,
okay.
No, it's just stupid. And
you're sad.
All right, so let's move on. Attacks on homeless continue with technology.
There's a software company that's hoping to help cops with the problems of degradation of a city's culture and facial recognition software for targeting homeless people. And I could see a baseline point for that, where you could actually have cops going out and saying, "Hey, John, how you doing?" And
so sure.
Yeah, I could see a good use for it. But this is it's to recognize the faces of the homeless to stop poor hygiene and uncorrected predatory behavior. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And you sit there and just, this is just disgusting, right? One more attack on the homeless, right? So,
and
anyway,
what do you care if they have bad fucking hygiene?
I do care. And I could see bringing down...
No. But not... You care in a good way. They don't care in a good way.
Want to solve the problem.
It was just something they put in the brochure. It was something that people don't homeless people is they smell bad. And they put it in the brochure to help
tell the
sell
cops.
It.
Look out. He's stinky. Yeah. Beware.
And they're stinky.
He's got greasy hair.
Yeah.
But better put him in the lockup for the night.
Class 4 scan.
Give him a bar of soap.
No, I have been out on Reforger, right?
Yep.
As a red team.
Yep.
Right. I have not had a shower in 2.5 weeks.
Yep.
Right? My uniform is absolutely coated.
Yes.
In the various oils and fluids and so forth from armored vehicles. My boots are, there's mud inside and outside my boots. I long since stopped wearing underwear. Anyway, so we're driving down the road and we come to a goddamn wash point.
Yep. So we absolutely could do this. We gave
right
any kind of a shit.
And we're looking at that and we pull in. And I said, what the hell? And they said, we're a wash point. You want a shower? You want some laundry done? And they've got this big hose sticking in the river and another big hose sticking in the river. And so I go in and you can't believe how hot the showers are. Oh my God, they're good. And as you go in, you take your clothes off. They give you a giant numbered
bag.
No, a giant numbered
pin.
Diaper pin.
Yeah.
Right? And you hook all your clothes together, right? And you throw them. So anyway, I go in and I have the most luxurious shower in the history of mankind. I've never felt a shower like that. And I come back out. And as I come back out, My clothes are coming back out of the dryer and they're too goddamn hot to touch and they're clean.
Nice.
And I put those clothes on. Oh my God. Oh my God. I felt like a human being again.
Right.
And as we're driving away, we noticed that two German hookers have come out with their camper. And they're set up not too far from the wash point.
I can understand wanting clean dudes coming in to see
you. Go to the wash point and come back, we'll talk. Anyway, I thought it was amusing. But you could do the same thing in a
they're not going to skid row. That's not what any of this is going to be used for.
That was back, I would point out, in an army that was set to fight the Soviet Union, who has a lower poverty rate, or had a lower poverty rate than we do currently.
Yeah, but I was just
assuming our estimate of Soviet poverty rate is accurate. Yes. And I would assume probably pretty close to whatever Russia said, or the Soviet Union was saying.
I was just envisioning a truck that offered hot showers.
No, that's a fucking load. We get all kinds of shit.
And maybe dinner.
Uh-huh.
Right, just pull up in a section with a lot of homeless and say, guys, light up. Right, anybody who wants.
Yeah, I've got an IQ over room temperature. I could figure out how to solve almost any problem if you give me a government checkbook, but...
No, and again, we know for a fact that this is not what any of this is going to be used. This is going to be used the same way that that law that's breaking up those camps is going to be used to just kick people out and move people along.
This is circumventing the fact that one aerospace company who makes a really good... social media scraper product, but refuses to sell it to local law enforcement. Right. This isn't going to be used on the homeless. This is going to be used on protesters. So just anyway. Network analysis. I mean, yeah, sure. It'll work on homeless people, but again, we're back to, and fucking what?
Yeah.
Look out, we have reports he smells, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris Gilliard, who's a researcher, says, look, it's a tech-laden scheme to solve a problem where we already know what works.
Mm-hmm.
What unhoused people need is stable, permanent housing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey, it's the same scam as lapel cameras.
Yep.
All right.
It's going to produce a lot of data that you now need to warehouse somewhere.
Right.
And the cost for that, the contracts on that are like 5 to 10 years. And the price of hard drives halves every year. So the cost of that business goes to zero real quick, and the price you get paid stays the same.
Fair. All right, so Boomer X is about damn time. Tell me the good news, sir.
So, remember that Colorado clerk, Tina Peters, who's being investigated for breaking the security on the voting machines and so forth and bringing the wrong sort of people in and so forth? Yeah, she got arrested. And she screeched and yanked and...
About this?
Tried to kick... No, it's something else. Oh. But anyway, tried to kick some police officers.
I'd consider that resisting arrest and attempted assault of an officer. Said,
well, she's white, so they weren't going to do anything bad.
That's why she didn't get suplexed into a wheelchair.
Anyway, but there's good video. You can go find it. It's kind of fun to watch. Maced into fucking
a
heart attack.
Ketamined and then put in a... what's the tenpenny word for on your tummy?
Position.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the they were serving a warrant to seize her iPad because she had been told not to record in court, and there were several people who said, well, the red record light was on. So, anyway. And she's also accused of helping facilitate breaches in election system security, ignoring election rules, defying orders from the Secretary of State, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
They make black nail polish.
For which she is under... What?
That's how you cover up those lights, or whatever color the thing.
Oh, peace, yes. Anyway, so she got arrested. It was a fun video. She was screechy. Just like
I now understand a headline I skipped over because I didn't care because I saw that Trump-loving clerk gets arrested and assaults cops or something.
Sorry about that.
No, I had skipped over it because I'm like, I don't care what some checkout idiot's doing.
Right.
Yeah, well, and that's what she is.
Yeah.
I understand. All right, tell us the dumbass of the day. I need a laugh.
All right, so Stacey Abrams, who is the Georgia Democrat making her second run for governor, shows up for a photo op in a school where all the kids are wearing masks. You want to guess who wasn't?
Her.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
You talk about stupid.
Oh, my God.
You talk about, oh, my God, privileged bitch.
No, this is funny.
This is what lets them say elitist whenever they
fucking want.
I know,
every fucking time.
This is funny because not only did I post a mask meme on Sunday, but today I posted so you're, you know, allowing unvaccinated children in your school. Explain to me again why my kid can't bring peanut butter.
There you go. Oh, I just love it.
God damn, that's dumb.
Republicans are saying it displays the out-of-touch piety that leads liberals to impose onerous social norms without feeling obligated to always follow them themselves. Stacey Abrams, you're a fool.
Mm-hmm. And your batting average, let's take this one screw up. Like, this isn't like Pelosi when she got tricked into getting her hair did when it wasn't the time to be doing that. No, but this is dumb, right? Yeah,
is an unforced error. This is stupid.
They get to
this
defend.
Is the kind of thing that if you actually had a, you know, a staff member, right? Clearly you don't. If you actually had any staff members, they would have physically prevented you from going out without a mask.
Oh, I'd have pulled a fire alarm for goddamn sure.
They would have thrown a body block.
A clear mask?
And they would have said, don't do this.
I can come up with a lot of tricks, man. But this is dumb.
This is stupid. Just stupid.
Don't be dumb, people.
So,
fucking wear masks.
Stacey Abrams, you screwed up.
You fucked up.
Stepped right in. Don't answer anything. Don't try to justify anything.
Nope.
You walk out and you say, hey, look, guys, I screwed up. You keep on walking. So, anyway, we'll see if you're smart enough to do it.
Yeah,
let go.
I'll tell you what, if you didn't have a staff try to physically interfere with you appearing without a mask, you need some staff members. Because you ain't got any.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, the ones you got are fucking
unbelievable.
Stupid as shit.
Yeah.
Ugh, not good. Not good.
No, this is why we lose some goddamn always. But...
All right, so we want to talk about Republican lies and hate some more because we didn't get enough of it the other day.
No, I just wanted to refresh on some because I'm actually keeping these around to piss me off periodically. So all homosexual marriages will be considered civil unions.
Now, just as a reminder, this is, what's her name?
This is Carla Richburg from the great state of Texas. This is her view for what Texas should be doing.
Yeah, they're not from Alabama, so don't do the voice.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'm sorry. It is dumb simply in its printed ass text.
All right.
Right again, that they're going to... First off, Texas is going to evict people from outside of Texas, which is going to be interesting to watch logistically.
I love this. And my favorite, I have to tell you, my favorite is all Chinese nationals will be considered spies and will be forcibly removed from the United States of America, including all businesses, schools, and universities. This is ridiculous.
No, I want to see how they're gonna, okay, we understand that this woman has, no power at all. She can't do any of this shit. But if she managed to convince any other idiot that this was a thing and managed to actually, get any motion on this, I want to know how the fuck they think that they're actually gonna be able to get away with
that
shit.
The little state of Texas?
Hey, this is...
They can't even secure their own border.
It's fucking... I mean, these are Chinese people. They've been living here for generations. You can't just fucking kick them out. Like, that's not how it works.
We do that all the time.
We can, actually, but...
Yeah.
And there's some problems with making a real competent rule against that.
Yeah. And Texas will wage war against all invaders into Texas borders by deadly force. Anyway. I'm keeping it around. We'll come back to it periodically, because this is the soul of the Republican Party.
Well, at least it's public face. This is the loudest thing. This is what they're getting judged by, and this is why everyone called you racist for all that time when it was harder to prove.
Right. No, it's easy.
Yeah, and if you've got a problem with this and you're
bigots.
A Republican, you need to fucking pay attention to who you're voting for. Seriously.
Are you a Republican or are you a good German? Pick one.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't know what the Republican Party is supposed to
be. You can't
be
voting for people like this because, you know, your excuse being, well, I wasn't going to vote for the Democrat. That's the most lamest excuse, and you need to
STFU. That is some high school. Shut the fuck up.
No, that's and... what the good Germans said when they voted Hitler into power.
Yeah, that's what American society tells
everybody.
Dude,
if you don't agree with the crazy shit that's coming out of the mouth of the person that you feel you have to vote for, then just don't fucking vote. And that's a choice, too.
There you go.
That I mean, if that's
stay
if,
home.
If you're so whatever that you're like, I can't
that's
vote
the best
for this Democrat, then fucking just don't vote. And yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
You know, like I get that maybe you don't feel comfortable voting for the Democrat, but if you
that
don't feel comfortable.
It better be that Democrat in particular.
Right. But if you don't feel comfortable voting for the Republican because of their ideals, don't fucking vote
at
all.
These are their ideals. This is where they want to go.
Yes, this is what they're. This is what these people have been telling you for a long time. They're saying the silent part out loud. They were kind of whispering it quietly in your ear, so you
turning
could,
it to sonic
you could,
weapon levels.
You could kind of swat it away like a fly. But they're saying all this shit out loud now, and you need to pay attention.
Before now, it was always, and I, this lady, if you don't live in Texas, you can still pull the same trick.
Yeah.
And that's that crazy out of Texas. That's not my party.
Yeah.
But again, there is no equivalent to the left. There is nobody saying the thing about, we want open borders, and we want all the illegal aliens to vote.
Right.
That gets
nobody saying
elected
that.
To national office.
Yeah.
No, but this is what the real Republican crazies are. So you need to make sure
these
when you're voting.
Republican crazies. These are run of the mill, center of the party Republicans. This is who they are. These are 75% of the Republican Party. They are the ones who are running it.
This is the final form of Dixiecrats.
These are their elected representatives.
Yeah. No, as I said, the final form of Dixiecrats.
Yeah.
All right, so tonight we're back on the tax system.
Yes.
We've missed this. Okay.
Yes, so I have missed this.
We got up to the 40s.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about the 40s because a bunch of shit happened in the 40s.
All right.
So there was a Revenue Act of 1940, which had individual tax income temporarily and permanently increased individual income tax rates. Corporate tax temporarily and permanently increased corporate income tax rates. Top rate from 19% to 22.1%.
Okay.
Excise taxes temporarily increased most excise tax rates to 30 to 50%. And personal exemption. Reduced personal exemption amounts from $2,500 to $2,000 for married couples. And then the second Revenue Act of 1940 was excess profits tax, created corporate excess profits tax, top rate of 50%, and corporate tax increased corporate income tax rates, top rate increased from 22.1% to 24%.
Okay.
So around our current effective tax rate.
In the neighborhood, yeah, within spitting distance.
No, I just found it interesting. Is that all you got for the 40s?
No.
Well,
we keep talking about excise taxes.
I know, and I want to talk about some of the societal things that happened largely because of what we're about to talk about.
Okay, so taxes on individuals, and there's like, I don't know, like 30.
If you read that amount of rows, I'm leaving.
I'm not.
Okay.
There's like 30 different tax rates.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is read like four of them. So we'll start with the lowest, which is net income of $0. The normal rate is 4%. The surtax rate is 0% because now they've added a surtax on. Yep. For those of you who don't know what a surtax is, it is literally just a tax on top of the tax, which is already there, which is... I don't understand the concept of adding a tax to a tax, just raise the original tax. This doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, with a combined rate of 4%.
Right.
So that goes up to $4,000.
Okay.
It fucked me up when you started at zero because I'm like, 4% of zero? Fuck off. Like, anyway.
Well, so but if you made $2,
yeah.
You pay
$4,000 is a good middle class income in the 40s. Go ahead.
So then we're going to jump to, let's say 16,000.
No, let's say 4,000. You didn't
read it.
That's at
79,600.
4,000 was a 4% normal tax rate with a surtax of 4. So it's 8.
Okay.
That's $79,000 in today's money. The $4,000. Just trying to
get. Come on, I guessed right.
What?
All right. So we're going to jump, what did I say? 16?
Sure.
Okay. So that has a 4% and then a surtax rate of 18% for a total of 22%.
Yep. I suspect the surtaxes were originally intended to be temporary, but who knows?
When you get up to 100,000, it's 4% with a surtax of 58%.
Now we're getting
which
somewhere.
Which is a total of 62.
Yeah, you can raise and it the money that way.
It increases drastically from here. So I'm going to give you another one. 500,000 was 4 with a 70% surtax.
So 74%?
So 40, yeah, 74%. And then at 5 million, which is the top bracket here, it's a 4% with a 75% surtax for a total of 79%.
Wow.
So we were taxing the wealthy at 79%.
Which would build infrastructure and
oh, yeah. We were doing good in the
40s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were
That's
doing
actually the
good.
First decade that Americans started getting their daily a lot of recommended calories.
Yep.
We hadn't done
We were a growing country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now we're going to move to the Revenue Act of 1942.
Oh,
or, wow. No, sorry, 1941.
Didn't even make it a year.
Nope. They change it very frequently. So the Revenue Act of 1941, excess profits tax increased excess profits tax by 10 percentage points. Top rate increased from 50 to 60%. Tax increases. Permanently extended 1940 temporary individual, corporate, and excise tax increases.
Okay.
Corporate tax increased corporate tax rate 6 to 7 percentage points. Top rate increased from 24% to 31%. Excise taxes increased excise taxes on alcohol, tires, etc. And personal exemption reduced personal exemption amounts from $2,000 to $1,500 for married couples. So, let's see.
So to all these people who want to take voting back to the 40s and 50s, I'm all on board. Let's take the income back.
So the individual tax rates, okay? Was for $0, still 4% normal,
yeah.
But with a 6% surtax. So they dropped it 2%. So a combined of 10%. 2000 was a surtax of 9% for a combined of 13. All the base taxes, just so people understand, so I don't have to keep repeating it, the normal tax rate is 4% for literally everybody. It's the surtax that increases it. So we're going to jump back to, we said 16, right? So they have a 35% surtax.
That's actually probably a good way of doing it.
Could be.
Because then you kind of got everybody feeling that they've got right there 4% in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 16,000 people now had a 35% tax rate for a total of 39. So 35 surtax.
Yeah.
For a total of 39. What was the other number we jumped to? 100. So they have $100,000 is 65% surtax rate for a total of 69%.
There you go. How about half a million?
500,000 is 73% surtax for a total of 77. And then again with the 5 million is a 77% surtax for a total of 81%.
There you go.
So Sounds now we're right. getting some.
So that was 69% on about, call it 10 million. And what was the other, $1 million?
5 million. The $1 million one is 75% for a total of 79%.
Cool.
I had to figure out what 1940s bucks would look like as a pile now.
Yeah.
So $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
20 million a year. I am perfectly down on taxing
1 year.
Yes.
Yep.
I think that I'm not sure I can be talked into there being a just system where people get paid more than $1 million a year. But I also recognize talking all of you into that would be harder. Let's just tax the shit out of some people.
Mm-hmm. So the Revenue Act of 1942. Individual.
Oh my God, fuck you, the 40s. For a lot of reasons.
Oh, it keeps going. This
can we
this
skip
is ridiculous.
A couple?
We can. I believe in us.
Do you want us?
Yeah.
Do they make...
What happened at the end of the
fourth? Are there any...
But this did a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
So individual income tax increased, individual income, so taxes went up again. Corporate tax increased, corporate tax rates from 31 to 40.
Okay.
Excise tax replaced with a 35% to 60% graduated rate schedule for excess profits. Tax with flat 90% rate. Victory tax created 5% victory tax on all individual income over $624 with post-war credit. Personal exemption reduced personal exemption amount from $1,500 to $1,200 for married couples. Exemption for dependents reduced exemption amount for each dependent from $400 to $350. The Revenue Act of 1943, excise taxes increased, excise taxes on alcohol, jewelry, telephones, admissions, etc. Excess profit tax increased, excess profit tax rate from 90 to 95%. The victory tax lowered from 5% to 3% and repealed post-war credit.
Still, we're talking on incomes over 12,000, so cool.
Yeah.
The current Tax Payment Act of 1943, withholdings imposed, withholding of income tax by employees, employers on wages paid, income tax liability cancels 75 to 100% of lower of 1942 or 1943 in individual income tax liability.
Okay,
cool.
Individual income tax of 1944. they were doing a lot
every
of taxes.
Every year, yeah.
Individual income tax raised individual income taxes. Victory tax repealed 3% victory tax. Personal exemptions, standardized value of personal exemptions at $500 per person.
Okay.
Revenue Act of 1945. Excess profit tax, repealed excess profits tax, individual income tax rates reduced individual income tax rates 3 percentage points and 5% top rate fell from 94 to 86.45%.
The rot has set in.
Corporate tax rates reduced corporate tax rates top rate dropped from 40 to 38%.
And we just created a bunch of consumers for pretty much any product you could make because we had bombed some cities into dust.
Revenue Act of 1948. Individual income tax rates reduced individual income tax rates 5 to 13%.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right. It's the rot. Never mind.
Personal exemption increased personal exemption amount from 500 to 600. Joint filers permitted married couples to split their incomes for tax purposes. Additional exemption provided additional exemption for taxpayers age 65 and over. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we had decided that maybe growing old in America shouldn't mean
impoverish you.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to move on to the 1950s?
Or do you want to save them for tomorrow?
Yeah, we can. I got them all the way up to current. So this I found at taxpolicycenter.org.
Okay.
So this is all where all this information is coming from. For those of you who are curious.
No, the problem is, after a while, I find myself just playing with the numbers and crawling through my imagination, right. And that's cool, but...
I think we've seen the start of the drop. We'll see.
Yeah.
Do we want to see what the tax rates were in 1949, just to see how they've changed?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So this is from taxbrackets.org. Federal 1949 single tax bracket. $0 and up, 20%. $2,000 and up, 22%. 16 was the number we were, 16,000, 50%. What was the other one? I think we jumped to 100. We jumped to 100,000. So that's 89%.
Whoa.
And 49 if, we're looking at?
Yeah. Cool.
And if you made more than 200,000, you were paying 91%.
I'd also like to point out at this point, the median income in the United States is $3,100.
Yeah.
So this was only affecting
the people who are doing better than average.
Very well off.
Literally.
You know, the ones who should be carrying the countries on their back because they were doing very well.
Yeah.
They should have been helping their neighbors.
Well, and that's what accounts for the, like, chop and waves of your region's doing well. You had nothing to do with that. You spent a lot of the time so far being a zygote. Yeah.
But we see how it's kind of gone back and forth a little bit, where they kind of lowered it a bit, and then they're like, maybe we should...
Yep.
Charge some of these people who are making a lot of money a little bit more, and they bumped
maybe
it back up.
Like to think about building the interstate system.
Well, and you can see
the national parks. Yep. Or...
Well, and you can see when we got serious about the war with the victory tax.
Yeah.
Where just I don't give a shit, man. $620, $25. You make more than that, you're paying me something.
Yeah.
And yeah, a little bit. That's what America was built on. Part of it is I really like this, because I like the numbers, even though we sometimes go frolicking around in my head. But, this was at least part of why I was interested when you guys were like, hey, we could start recording these. And
No, but this was why this was working in the 40s, and things were going well.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already started to see some of the shifting, but it shifted back, apparently.
Jim Carrey would have had to pay, 79%, 84% on that $20 million he got paid to be in the mask. That's fucking appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure if you asked then Jim Carrey, he'd be like, fuck no, I worked hard. Give me my millions. And that's an understandable feeling, bro. But I think if you asked today Jim Carrey, he'd be
like... Yeah, no, I don't personally feel like in today's day and age, considering how much money some of these people have, that it's really necessary to tax them 91%. But I would be happy if they were getting taxed at least 50% or 60%. I feel like that's reasonable.
Well, and I feel like that first, in and of itself, figure out how to tax them at all.
That in and of itself, I feel like would help America enough. And even if you only put that on people who are making over $5 million.
Yeah.
Oh shit. I have it. We need a new enforcement team for the IRS, and I'm also going to create a center of gravity for all the cops that shoot fucking first.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the penalty for fucking around with Uncle Sam's money.
A big number.
And I'm going to send the cops that will shoot your fucking horses because they thought they were coming right for them. Like.
Don't forget to give
them
a cut.
You don't want them to search your facility.
Don't forget to give them a cut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I absolutely.
Trigger happy cops sent into
fine,
the places where they can do the best.
Damn it.
We'll give them like a couple percent
of whatever. When a friend of mine used to argue that for a mandatory drug enhancement sports, because they're going to do it anyway, you may as well just see what the human body can take and let's crash some science monkeys into each other.
Fair.
But I'm horrifically opposed to that. So, better plan. CIA, you can totally keep 10% of whatever you find. Yeah. Graduation pranks should be walking into these offshore banks dressed as money bags McDouche bitch.
Yep, and just taking the money.
Taking all the money. Because what are they going to do? If this is like stealing drugs you find in somebody's fridge.
That's right.
What
are they going to do?
Unless you think they're going to kill you, that's your drugs. Don't steal each other's drugs, the internet.
Yeah, that's...
They probably will kill you.
Okay.
Or they'll call the cops, meet some scarier people, and then...
And then they'll kill you?
No, but this was the...
Or they'll kill your neighbor on accident. You could get lucky.
I don't think...
These people are dumb as shit.
That's
you
right.
might be
no,
good.
No, not right on your neighbor.
Oh, no, you meant the cops. I was going to say, I don't think criminals get the wrong address very the fuck often.
No, what I'm saying
yeah,
is
no,
that
I,
the cops
I,
showed up...
I gotcha.
Have everything say, like, your neighbor's address and just get your mail from them.
Right?
Be like, shit, I need to change that. Thanks, Bill.
How many people have read their... number on the curb.
Yep. Or live in a place where they put numbers on the curb.
That was good business.
I'm sure. America was a good country. No, part of this was because I don't know how to explain to the boomers I need you on my side if for no other reason than current federal minimum wage would have been 91 cents an hour. Back in the days, you can remember getting paid by the hour.
Right. When you were getting $1.75 or whatever.
Yeah, $2.
The one I remember is $1.60.
Fine, but my point being, no, because when we do it the other way, I don't think that has the same impact. Like, over the course of my life, I have noticed how much shorter my...
You're in charge of doing the boomer adjustment because we're too stupid to do it in our heads.
Fair. No, but I have noticed over the course of my frame of reference how much shorter a dollar goes in, like, say, McDonald's.
Yeah.
So, that I'm kind of aware of. And I know that everyone has their own individual price points set along the way as they're growing up. So, but yeah, 91 cents an hour wasn't good enough for you back then. Why is it good enough now? Did the world get a lot easier and simpler? So, what year was that?
You'll have to.
How much were they?
27 cents.
27 cents, you say?
Sometime in the 60s, you say.
Oh, yeah.
Called 68.
That was at McDonald's or Burger Chef. Because they used to compete. And it might have been a special price.
Fair. $2.16.
What?
$2.16.
For what?
Today money. Yeah.
For cheeseburger?
Yeah. That same thing. That 67 cents would have bought you $2.
I said 27.
Yeah, that's what I said. Pretty sure.
And I think cheeseburgers are on the 99 cent menu.
Yeah.
No, but what he's saying is that money, 27
cents.
Yeah,
27 cents. $2, you would need to drop $2.16 today to get the same.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, so double cheeseburger costs you, you know.
I'm talking about a little regular McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yeah, those are...
You can get them for 99 cents, but that also implies a kind of meat that is obviously destroying the planet. Yeah. But it's cool.
All right. Are we done?
Yep.
Hoo-ah.
So, we want to thank you for hanging out with us. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Hit that heart button. Hit that follow button. Tell your friends. Tell your family.
Help us buy the airship.
Leave a review. Go to our Patreon and give Barnabas a dollar. You know you want him. You know, we love y'all, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night, and we will talk 50s tax rates and see if they went crazy. And if 50s didn't have a million things, then we'll probably do 50s, 60s, maybe 70s. I'll check it out and see.
It's just that the 40s had one every goddamn year.
Yeah, the 40s did a lot with taxes.
And it's the number going up, number going down. That's cool.
And then back up.
Well, and the point was that they were cranking out tanks.
Yeah.
Which cost money.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. So we love y'all. We'll see you back here tomorrow night on Boomer Rex tonight.
Check to see if it's raining iguanas in Florida.